When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
What is shaking, rockaholics? Happy Tuesday morning. Steve Miggs.
Yes.
Danny V.
Hi.
On the way in, I saw a Jeep with quite possibly the best sticker on it that I've ever seen in my life.
Is it the upside down one?
It is not.
Okay.
So the Jeep was black, and the sticker said, "I'm the black Jeep of the family." And I was like, yeah, starting the day off with a dad joke.
I mean,
the black Jeep of the family.
Thank you.
Much better. Yes.
I thought that was so creative and clever.
It's okay.
Made my day. I was smiling.
I like the upside down Jeep one where it says like, yeah, somebody said like, if the sticker looks this way, then you need to turn my car over or whatever it is. That one seems a little bit more fun.
You were a Jeep guy at one point, weren't you?
I missed the Jeep wave.
Oh, so were you before Duck Duck Jeep was a thing and all that?
See, the duck thing was going on. I never got a rubber duck. And then I feel very hurt by that.
Was your Jeep lame?
No. I don't know. Maybe it was. Now looking back on it.
Nobody
laid
any respect on your Jeep?
You know, I don't think so. I don't think I ever got a duck. Maybe earlier, and it might have been like one of those situations where I was confused and I just kind of like, what the hell is this? And I just threw it on the ground or something along those lines. But I was a big fan of the wave. Once I realized that this was a thing, I felt so special that I was a part of a little crew.
I mean, you were a fraternity guy, so I can understand.
Yeah.
Like, this is like your modern day fraternity.
I mean, at first I was confused. I'm like, why do people keep waving at me? And it's like a little, like, you know, steering a little wave. I'm like, oh, this is a thing.
So is it just motorcycles and Jeeps that have a wave? Is there anybody else?
Not just Jeep Wranglers.
Oh, Jeep Wranglers. I'm
so
sorry.
Because when I switched to another type of Jeep, I thought I was, I realized how quickly I was forgotten.
Were you still waving to people?
I was for the first couple months because I forgot that I wasn't driving my Wrangler and they weren't waving back. I'm like, go F yourself.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for dropping some Jeep knowledge on us this morning.
My favorite of all the waves, though, I remember there must have been someone who owned a Jeep who was just having a bad day or just didn't like the wave thing. Because one time I did the wave and the dude flipped me off and I was like, man.
He does not like or subscribe to this.
Or maybe he just got it and he thought people were being like a dick to him. Like, you know how sometimes people are that way?
Sure.
And he's just like, go F yourself and go F yourself.
Oh, like, man.
Yeah.
You ready for the Daily Mix download?
Waving at you.
All right, let's do it.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today, it's a very special day for those of you that enjoy a little chicken in your diet. It's National Chicken Wing Day.
Ooh. You know how excited I was when I learned that you could go to Buffalo Wild Wings and specify if you wanted all drums or all flats? I was like, give me the flats.
Yes.
I'll eat the regular ones too, but I just really like the flats.
I like both. But I would like a few more flats than the actual.
I'm with you.
Yeah. What about you, Danny?
I'm drumsticks all the way.
Are you?
Oh, they're so good. It's like you're almost like a savage, but a mini savage. It's like when you go to the fair and you get a turkey leg, and you're like, arr! But it's like mini. You're like, arr! But
you sound like a horny cat.
He's in heat.
By this. But there's something about the flats where you can just kind of just put it all in your mouth and just kind of like just. Get it all the meat off in one like fell swoop.
Wait, is that how both of you guys do it? You put the whole thing in your mouth?
There you go.
Oh, I have never even attempted that.
Oh, that's a good wing where you can just pull it right off the bone.
All right, I'm going to give it a try.
Did you ever do the dry rub over at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Oh, for sure.
Freaking amazing.
Oh, I'm getting really hungry.
You know what else is amazing is Luis Castillo of your Seattle Mariners. He pitched a great game, pitching 7 strong innings. And also our new guy, Josh Naylor, he did this yesterday.
Josh Naylor wallops this out to right field, way back to the berm and gone. Josh Naylor's first home run as a Mariner gives them the early lead.
And they kept the lead, beating the Athletics 3-1. They're back at it again tonight, so hopefully the winning ways continue for our Seattle Mariners.
Coming up this weekend, it is the 76th annual Seafair Festival.
How's that this weekend?
Wow. I know, I'm not ready. I'm not ready at all. It's going to be going down to Genesee Park. Hydroplane racing, of course, back in action, and the Boeing Seafair Air Show. The Blue Angels will be in town tomorrow. They'll be practicing on Thursday, and then daily performances will be happening at 3:45.
Still one of my all-time favorite memories when we were working in the old building, and those Metropolitan Towers, the two like twin silver tower buildings that you can see off of I-5. And when the Blue Angels would come by, they would fly right by. I remember one time I was BSing in our old boss, Sergeant Hair Club's office, and we're just talking, and then a Blue Angel just flew right by his window. I'm like, this is insane. They were like kind of like threading the needle between two buildings.
Crazy.
It was awesome.
It's so fun to watch.
So that all starts this weekend.
Yeah. It's August. It's almost August.
And yay, what? Traffic. Traffic's going to be fantastic this weekend, just like it was last weekend. Hey, as far as weather, we're hitting a high of 80 degrees. The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
Steve Miggs, I understand that yesterday you were catching up on some Seahawks interviews and you saw one with Sam Darnold.
And I thought of you instantly because you and Sam Darnold have a lot in common and it's very strange.
I'm excited to find out what it is at 6:20. Not that anyone in this room is paying attention at all, but the first Seahawks preseason game is a week from Thursday.
Oh,
Steve
I am. I'm getting more and more fired up.
I think you might be the most fired up. I know you've been catching up on some of the Hawks interviews that have been going down.
So yesterday, my wife and Tatum, they were out on a play date with some other kids. So I got home. I'm like, well, I got the house to myself. What should I do? I'm going to sit outside in the sun and listen to Seahawks interviews. And that's exactly what I did.
You found one that Sam Darnold did?
Yes, I listened to a bunch. And Sam Darnold did an interview with Paul Silvey from King 5 Sports. It was about a week ago that he did this interview, but I just came across it yesterday. And there was a part towards the end of the interview, and I was like, oh my gosh. Sam Darnold and Taron Daly have something in common. And it's completely ridiculous.
I'm very nervous.
I haven't told you what it is.
No.
What do you think you have in common with Sam Darnold?
Is he into like some sort of weird music?
He's into something weird. It's not music.
Is it raising chickens?
Yeah.
No, but we're getting closer. Danny, any guesses?
Man, I was going to go with the chickens.
Okay, it does involve a bird.
What?
Does the Merlin Bird ID app mean anything to you?
I feel like I should get a sponsorship off of this now.
Yes, he's also into the Merlin Bird app that you're obsessed with.
It's so great.
So it's an app where you can pick out birds.
Yes, you can upload photos and it'll tell you what it is. You can upload the sound that it's making and it will identify the bird for you. It's awesome.
Well, your enthusiasm is very similar to Sam Darnold's enthusiasm about this as well.
Tell me, so what's your interest in that?
Oh, yeah, I love it. It's incredible. It's so funny because people were giving me it. You know, a lot of you-know-what for having the app and saying that I was into it. And at the same time, I got so many messages like, hey, what was that app you were talking about again? Like, hey, what? It's great because, like, you'll just be sitting, like, for me, like, I get to sit in our backyard here in Seattle and hear the birds chirping. And I'm like, oh, shoot, like, I wonder what that is. And so I just get to go on the app and it tells me exactly what bird it is. Like, I'm not, like, super into birds like that, but I do love just, like...
I think I'm not super into birds, and he's just going on more about this than the Seattle Seahawks offensive line.
It's a slippery slope, Sam.
I'm not super into birds, but, Paul, how much time do you have?
Like that, but I do love just, like, you know, I hear a bird chirp, and I'm like, oh, I wonder what kind of bird that is.
Okay, so I'm not familiar with the app, so is it like Shazam, where you just hit a button and...
Yeah.
Listens to it and tells you what.
See,
it
now
is.
you're gonna be on it.
me and everybody else that's listening.
I'll be honest though. Look, when you're looking at, when you're watching the video, it looks like Paul Silvey just wants to yell this.
Exactly.
So that's pretty cool, man. You've been doing that for a few years.
No, I just found the app like a couple of years ago. My buddy sent it to me.
Hey, wait a second. So I like how Paul Silvey's like.
A couple years.
Paul Silvey's like, so you've been into this for a few years, and his response was like almost like he was insulted.
No,
and then he's like, I've been doing it for a couple of years.
Not many.
Right.
Just a few.
No, I literally just found the app like a couple of years ago. My buddy sent it to me, and yeah, I'll just be sitting in my backyard, either in Orange County or in Seattle, and if I'm bored, I'll just throw it on, and I don't know. It's pretty cool.
And your girlfriend is well aware of, like, now she's, is she getting into it as well?
If all of them make your girlfriend think you're weird too, like I do.
It's funny. So she gave me, you know, a lot of crap for it as well at first. Now she'll hear a bird chirp and she'll be like, wait, can you pull out your app and see what bird that? I'm like, see, now you're into it. I'm telling you, like, people will give you crap for it, and then all of a sudden they're getting the app themselves. So
It was recommended by a listener, and I have been all in for the last couple of months with it. It's so fun.
I ain't gonna lie, after the interview, I downloaded the app. I still haven't used it yet because I didn't hear any birds chirping in my neighborhood, but I was like, oh, I need to check this thing out. Sam's he's selling it pretty well.
Steve, we just need to get you a couple feeders, a couple like hanging hooks for the backyard. We'll get you all set up. It'll be a sanctuary in no time.
Tatum and I did set up a little birdhouse.
Yes! See, you're ready!
I was like, the timing was so weird. She came. She's like, Daddy, can we set up? Because she made a birdhouse a while ago.
Nice.
So we set it up yesterday in the backyard.
Oh, get that app and start playing around.
It's downloaded.
Wild.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
What is something that your partner, or really anyone for that matter, gives you crap for being into?
A bird app.
206-803-ROCK. Or what is something that you give your partner a hard time for being super into? Call 206-803-ROCK and we will take your calls after Rush. What is something that your partner, or anyone for that matter, gives you a hard time for being into? Or what is something that you give your partner a hard time for being into?
All because of the Merlin Bird app that you and Seahawks quarterback Sam Darnold are into.
206-803-ROCK. Steve, someone on hold says that their wife is the Easter Bunny.
Okay.
We're going to get an explanation on that after we chat.
Hope you're not lying.
From Maple Valley. Juan, what is something that your partner gives you crap for being into, or what is something you give your partner a hard time for being into?
I give my wife a hard time for being into country music.
Yeah, let's go, Juan. Yeah. What kind of country music is she into? Like, is it the newer stuff?
All of it.
Does she like that Morgan Wallen crap?
I don't know. I don't know who that dude is. I mean,
Good for you, Juan. Good for you. You're living a better life because you don't know.
She took me last year to this one dude. I when I met her and I found out, I was like, I'm not into that music. I just don't like it at all. Yeah, she made me go into this, happy wife, happy life, I guess. made me go to this country music thing. Oh, man. It was all right, but it was all right because they had Bodies. That's why it was cool.
I was going to say, was it all right because of all the attractive girls in cowboy boots and short shorts that are going to these concerts?
They are pretty easy on the eyes.
We love you, Juan.
206-803-ROCK. Rick from Gig Harbor, what is something that you give your partner a hard time for being into?
So my wife is like a Pokemon trainer with chickens trying to achieve having all of the different color eggs.
Oh, boy.
You got to taste the rainbow, Rick. I totally appreciate that about your wife.
Yeah, so last night we lost power out here. So we have one of these battery-powered generators that won't power the whole house. It'll just power a couple things at once. So she has the chicken incubator currently going. So she's like, can I use the generator for the chicken incubator? Because I can't lose this batch of eggs. This could have the perfect periwinkle blue egg in there. And I just like, yeah, go for it.
Rick, what's your wife's number? Can I give her a call so we can be friends?
Yeah, you might get along really well with her, I'm telling you.
Rick, do you eat the eggs? Like, or is she just collecting them?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, for sure. But one of the things I gave her crap about was, like, she'll have all the eggs out. I'm like, can I eat this one here? Is this the right color blue? Am I allowed to use this for an omelet, or do I need to save it?
Do they taste different? Do the blue eggs taste different?
No, dude, but they do taste different than store-bought. I'll tell you that for sure.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Rick,
yeah.
How many chickens do you think your wife has in total?
I don't know. That's how many.
You've just lost count?
We don't know. I don't know. There's like three different chicken coops on our property.
Wait a second.
There's a chicken coop full of fluffy-headed chickens.
Yes!
And big chickens, and she's trying to find the right rooster to get this right color egg from the hens. It's hilarious.
Oh, my God. I love her, Rick. I think your wife might be my soulmate.
She might be. I'm telling you.
That is insane. You know you have too many when the answer is I don't know how many chickens we have. I feel like most. How many chickens do you have?
We just have 8 right now.
Just 8.
Only 8.
Well, okay, yeah, but you asked Brad the same question. He's like, I don't know.
He probably doesn't know that we have 8, honestly.
Oh, because he doesn't care.
He doesn't care. He just wants me to be happy, and I take care of them, and he doesn't have to.
Like, he wants to choke them, but not in an Urban Dictionary kind of way.
Yes. The Daily Mix Show. How would you like to beat Steve this morning, Rockaholics? This man has a record of 252 wins, 75 losses, and 62 ties in 2025. Call 206-803-ROCK right now if you think you can beat Miggs at 650.